Because there's a way that seems right to a man, but that way leads to death. And we can justify our unbelief. We have some real good excuses for not believing God. We have some real good stuff. And it makes sense. But it's not God. Man. Y'all okay? I'm not trying to offend anybody. I know there's hurt personal stuff. We cannot let personal hurt. We cannot let a person's situation rise above the word of God. It's a form of idolatry. It's deception. Okay? Here's this guy laying by the pool. Do you want to be healed? Verse 6. He says, look, I've been laying here a long time. You know, the water's stirred up. I don't have anybody to help me. He says, rise, take your bed and walk. In verse 8, immediately the man stood and walked. Okay? Verse 10. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured, it is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. He said, the one who made me well said to me, take your bed and walk. They ask him, who is this man who said to you, take your bed? But the one who was healed didn't even know who it was because Jesus withdrew. He didn't even know who healed him. He couldn't have possibly had faith. He didn't even know who Jesus was. Jesus saw the need. He knows the Father's heart. He knows why he's here. The guy has no clue who his name is. He says, get up and walk. And then he slips away. And they said, who healed you? He said, I don't even know. Do you get that? The man's healed, and he doesn't even know who healed him. Can you be healed without knowing who Jesus is if the person praying knows? It's right there in the scripture. Come on, this is